A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Well, see, no, that's good. It's become Australian. See, this is the problem with voiceovers. I didn't want my Australian. I wanted my surfer dude. Yeah, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, dude. As has been promised, finally we've gotten to the podcast involving that voiceover I've been talking about, where I had the privilege of working with a number of talented people on a VBS creation and did five different voices, at some points even talking to myself. And I went into depth about that on a podcast a couple episodes ago, so I won't repeat myself much. But as you just heard, sometimes it is difficult to pick a voice and stick with it. And for the record, my five voices, I had my surfer dude for a mollusk, and I had my evil attempt to be Michael Keaton in Beetlejuice for an eel. I had my pirate voice for a crab. Oh, goodness. Oh, yeah, I had to see, it was almost English. It was going to be English. I have trouble getting to the Brooklyn accent when I want it. Manny, the seahorse. Yeah, so I was a seahorse who was from Brooklyn. And I was also a swordfish, which the first time I did the swordfish, I just tried to do my voice up high, and we got down to the end. I'm like, can we do that again? And I did the swordfish like this, which made it a little better. So, as you're listening to the voiceover, listen for the swordfish, the eel, the crab, the mollusk, and whichever one I've forgotten. And see if you can spot the moments where I'm talking to myself. Many, many thanks to Hannah Grossman, who put all this together, to Elsa Wolf, who wrote the piece and also played one of the characters, to Rick Hatcher, and the lovely, lovely McCullough girls, Holly, Bethany, and Claire. So without further ado, here is Finding Mo.
Once upon an ocean, a deep blue ocean, there was a little fish named Mo. His whole name was Mortimer Aquarius Profiterus Finnegan III. We'll just call him Mo. Mo was a clownfish. That's right. For all you exotic fish fans, and Anfred Fronade Pomacentrade, oh, for heaven's sake, he was a clownfish. And don't even start with the clown jokes. He had heard them all, and they are not funny. Except for this one. Why was the clownfish sad? He broke his funny bone. Ha! Cracks me up.
See what I mean? So not funny.
Sorry. As I was saying, there was a little fish named Mo. One night, it seemed like any other night, Mo was curling up snug in his waterbed.
Good night, Mo.
Good night, Mama.
First day of VBS tomorrow. Are you excited?
Yeah, Mama. Good night.
Don't forget to say your prayers.
Okay, Mom. Good night.
Mo had just started saying his prayers when suddenly something amazing and very unexpected happened. An angelfish appeared.
What are you?
Don't be afraid, Mo. I've come to give you a message, a promise from the Creator. He wants you to remember that He is always with you. He loves you, He guides you, and He will save you when you call on Him. The Creator wants you to know that He is good, and He has a good and very special plan for your life.
I must be dreaming. Maybe I ate some bad plankton.
Mo, you are not dreaming. The Creator sent me to give you these promises, and the Creator always keeps His promises. He is good. Don't forget.
Wait! Don't go! Tell me more! Stay with me! Wait! Angelfish?
But the angelfish was gone. Mo felt strangely happy. He had a promise from the Creator Himself. As he drifted off to sleep that night, it was as if he could still hear the voice of the angelfish.
He is always with you. He loves you. He guides you.
The next morning, Mo awoke with a song in his heart and an extra measure of excitement. School was over for the summer. And what do fish do when they are not in school? They go to vacation bubble school. All the fish were heading for VBS, an underwater stone. There was everybody's favorite Sunday school teacher, Sweet Lips Houlihan.
Good morning. See you both at vacation bubble school. Don't be late.
There was Spectra, the rainbow fish. Flip, the dolphin.
Hey, Spectra, you're looking very colorful today.
Thanks, Flip.
Did you know that your colorful appearance is due to the light refraction and dispersion of the sun's light reflecting off the sun and creating an optical stimulation in the frontal...
Thank you, Flip.
But the best of best friends were four fish. They were...
Eenie.
Meenie.
Miney.
Mo.
Finn, friends forever!
Come on, fellas, we're going to be late for school.
Yeah, if we hurry, we'll get in Sweet Lips Houlihan's class.
She's the swimmiest. Everything she says is so sweet.
I don't know what you guys are so excited about. It's just school. We're always in a school.
What? Are you kidding? This is vacation bubble school.
With Miss Wheelet Houlihan.
We might even get to help this year.
Yeah, right. They'll make us help with the guppies. They just cry and make a mess in the baby pool.
Ew!
All right, class. Every fin gather in. Let's begin. Welcome to this year's vacation bubble school. We are going to be talking about the Creator and his amazing...
Wait for me!
Late like usual.
Well, sorry I'm late. Did I miss anything? Us Molochs don't move fast, but we're toe tough, and we're dependable, and we're...
It's all right, Sid. Come on in. We're just beginning.
I am so excited! The first day of vacation bubble school! Oops. My bad. I have a little problem with gas when I get excited.
Ew!
That's awful!
Yuck! Mollus farts!
All right, let's take that bubble level down. We will start out this year's vacation bubble school with a very important lesson. It is what we here at Underwater Stone call the Great 2-5 Principle.
I know the Great 2-5 Principle.
We have to learn 25 principles?
I thought there's only one principle, Mr. Squidly.
Whoa, this sounds way too hard!
I told you, it's just like school.
Not 25 principles, the Great 2-5 Principle.
It's easy, I know it. Day two, Creator made clouds and oceans blue. Day five, Creator made birds and fish alive. Creator made land and made the sea, and he wants us in his family.
Well, very good, Flip. That is correct. Now let's give every fin a chance.
Day two, Creator made clouds and oceans blue. Day five, Creator made birds and fish alive. Creator made land and made the sea, and he wants us in his family.
That was very good. That is the Great 2-5 Principle. The Creator made the sea on the second day, and all the fish on the...
fifth day!
He wants us in his family? Aren't we already a part of his family?
Of course, you guppy. We're in vacation bubble school. That automatically makes us his family.
Not so fast, Flip. That is actually not correct.
Na 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 na.
What do you mean? Don't we automatically belong to the Creator's family?
Well, Flip, it is true that the Creator made us all and wants us in his family.
See?
And yet, each and every fish must decide for himself or herself if they want to be a part of the Creator's forever family.
I'm a part of his family.
Me too.
Me three. I've even been splashed.
Hi, Finn.
What about you, Mo?
I think so.
Eyes up here, everything. We're done for today. Tomorrow we'll learn about a wonderful treasure given to us by the Creator.
Treasure. Accumulated or stored wealth in the form of precious metals, money, jewels, or other valuables.
That's right, Flip. But the treasure we'll talk about tomorrow is a bit different. The Creator offers every creature a treasure of greatest value.
Gosh, treasure? That sounds exciting! Oops. My bad.
Ew! Let's get out of here!
Goodbye, Miss Sweet Lips, ma'am. Thanks for everything. It's been great. Hi!
Miney, come on!
You're welcome, Miney. See you tomorrow. Oh, Mo, could you stay and help me with the guppies? Your mother said you could stay a little later. It won't take long. Okay?
Sure, Miss Sweet Lips. I'll help. Bye, guys. I'll catch up in a bit.
Bye, Mo.
Have fun
in the baby pool.
Thanks for staying, Mo. I really appreciate the help.
Sure. No problem.
Mo, you seemed a little uncertain about whether you were a part of the Creator's family. Why, I remember you were just a guppy when you decided to be in his family. What's wrong?
It's just, sometimes I don't feel like I belong to the Creator. Sometimes I just have a lot of questions.
Oh, Mo, that is normal, and actually even good. The Creator loves you, whether you feel like it or not. And questions are the best way to know him better. Something else seems to be bothering you, Mo. What is it?
Miss Sweetlips, I kind of wanted to ask you a question. You are the only one I can think of telling who won't think I'm crazy.
Tell me what? Why would you think you are crazy?
Miss Sweetlips, do you believe in angelfish?
Well, of course I do. I mean, I've never actually seen one, but they are in the Bible. Why do you ask, Mo? Have you seen an angelfish?
Yes, just this morning.
Mo, that is very special and very exciting. Did the angelfish speak to you?
It told me about promises from the Creator to always be with me and guide me, that I can call on him. It said the Creator is good and has a special plan for my life.
Mo, you must never forget what the angelfish said.
But I forget stuff all the time. How can I remember?
You need the holy bubble.
The holy bubble? What's the holy bubble?
The holy bubble is when you stop, you pray, and you ask the Creator to help you remember his promises. The Creator always keeps his promises.
That's just what the angelfish said.
I'm not surprised. It's true. He keeps his promises, and he even promises to help you remember his promises.
Wow, that's sweet. Thanks, Miss Sweetlips. We better go take care of the guppies.
Mo helped Miss Sweetlips and then found his best friends.
Eenie, Meenie, Miney.
Mo!
How were the guppies?
How is Miss Sweetlips?
Sweet, like always.
I can't wait till tomorrow. We're going to find a treasure.
Treasure?
Little did Eenie, Meenie, Miney, and Mo know that the very next day, one of the four friends would be in terrible danger. It was early the next morning. Mo was leaving home to join his friends, Eenie, Meenie, and Miney, for vacation bubble school.
Bye, Mom. See you after school. We're gonna find a treasure. We're gonna find a treasure. We're gonna find...
Psst! Hey, kid.
Who are you?
Name's Sneal. Live on the back side of the reef. Hey, kid. You're a clownfish, right? I got a great joke for you. Why don't sharks eat clownfish? Because they taste a little funny. Get it? They taste funny. That's funny.
Yeah, funny. I gotta go.
Oh, hey, Ked. Did I hear you say something about a treasure?
Yeah, we're learning about the greatest treasure today at Vacation Bubble School.
Treasure, huh? I know where the treasure is.
You do?
Sure, kid. I know right where it is. And I'll tell you what, I'll let you in on my little secret.
I don't know. My teacher said the creator...
Teacher Schmeacher, I guarantee you, your teacher doesn't even know about this treasure. It's the real thing. Piles and piles of treasure.
A real treasure? Wait till eeny, meeny, and miny...
No. This is just for you, kid. Don't spoil it by bringing your little friends. They're not like you. You're special. You're ready for adventure. Come with me.
A special plan? I can't come right now. I'm supposed to go to school. My friends are waiting.
Yeah, fine. I should have known you were a guppy. Never mind.
I'm not a guppy.
Listen, kid. If you change your mind, you can find the treasure behind the reef in the big cave. Unless, of course, someone else finds it first.
Right. Well, I don't know. I gotta go.
He'll make a tasty morsel for my lunch or dinner. He'll come, and I'll be waiting. No witnesses, no evidence. I just happen to know from experience. Clownfish don't taste funny. They taste yummy.
Mo, there you are. We've been waiting for you. Where have you been?
You had us worried sick.
We thought you were lost or sick or dead.
Gosh, guys, you sound like my mom. Relax. I was just... whatever. Oh, great. It's Flip. That sound really curls my seaweed.
You guys are going to be late. Hey, let's race. Last one there is a crusty barnacle.
What is it with that guy? Does he ever not smile? Show off.
Don't worry about him. Come on, guys. Let's go.
Hi, Finn.
Good morning, Miss Sweet Lips.
Good morning, Miney. Good morning, class. Today, we'll
Wait, I'm coming.
Look who actually showed up on time.
Look, I'm here. I'm so excited.
No!
Oops. Oh, my bad. I'm just so excited I made it on time.
We are glad you made it too, Sid. Just try not to get so excited this time. Now, do you all remember what we are learning about today?
Treasure!
I've heard, somewhere that there is real treasure at the bottom of the sea. Gold, jewels. Is that true, Miss Sweetlips?
No, the treasure we are learning about today is not at the bottom of the sea or in any kind of treasure chest. And it's as easy to find as, well, as opening your Bible. Listen to this. Your words, O Creator, are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey from the honeycomb.
More precious than pure gold? That's hard to believe.
Wait a minute. Sweeter than honey? Miss Sweetlips, is that why you have sweet lips? Because you talk about the Creator all the time?
I suppose so, Miney. I do love the Creator's words. They are truly a treasure of wisdom and truth to me. They are like sweet candy. They are like light from the sun, helping you see where to go. I suppose you could say that the Creator's words are like a guidance system.
Guidance system, a virtual or physical device implementing a process used for controlling a moving object.
Whoa, what did he just say? I am so confused. Are we talking about gold, or candy, or the sun, or anemone?
Don't worry, Sid! Lip was just showing up!
I was not. I was just...
Everything, please listen. The greatest treasure the Creator gave us are His words. If you listen to and obey those words, it will help you make wise choices. It will make your life sweet.
Sweet!
That day at Vacation Bubble School was a long one for Mo. He kept thinking about what Neil the Eel had told him about the treasure behind the reef. He barely heard a word that was said that day. Luckily, he heard his teacher's last words.
Remember, the Creator's treasure isn't what you can find out there in the deep blue. It's in the words He's given to me and to you. See every fin tomorrow. We'll learn about the amazing way the Creator saves us all and has a special job for us all to do.
Ooh, even me, Miss Sweetlips?
Yes, Sid, even you.
Oh boy, a special job for me? I am so excited.
No!
Oops, my bad.
Oh man, let's get out of here. Come on, guys.
Hey guys, let's go to Sea Kings and get foam cones.
Foam cones?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay.
I hate that sound. Foam cones. Foam cones or treasure? I'm not in the mood for a foam cone. I am in the mood for accumulated wealth in the form of precious metals, money, and jewels. I'm going to find that treasure. This must be the special plan that Angelfish was talking about. Those guys probably aren't even going to notice I'm gone. They don't care about me. Anyway, I'm ready for adventure. Now, let's see. Where did Neil say that treasure was?
Mo, where are you, buddy? Not here. Eenie, meenie, miney. No Mo here.
He wasn't over there either.
Spectre hasn't seen him.
He's gone!
We'd better go tell Miss Sweetlips. Quick, let's go!
Mo swam away. Away from his school. Away from his friends. Away from the safety of the reef. He had one thing on his mind.
I'm gonna find a treasure.
Ahoy, matey! Where are you off to? Why aren't you in school? What you be doing out here all by yourself?
I'm going on an adventure.
On adventure, is it? Oh, mighty risky, being out here without your school or your friends or your ma.
I'm old enough to be on my own. I need to be free. I want to feel the wind in my hair, the sun on my...
Listen, first of all, there ain't no wind down here in the deep blue. Second, you ain't got no hair. You're a fish, in case you've forgotten. And you should never want to be free from the love and safety of folks who care for you.
You old crab. You don't know anything about me.
Hey, I might be old. I don't have barnacles on me brain. You belong in school, and your ma is probably worried sick about you right now.
I told you. I'm old enough to... What's that?
Oh, that would be Manny, a manta ray. A frightening creature, sure enough. There are many frightening creatures beyond the reef. Dangerous ones, too. Why don't you just turn around and go home?
He's scary looking, but I'm not going home till I find that treasure. Neil said there's a big cave.
Neil? Oh, not Neil the Eel. He's the worst. He's the slimiest, sneakiest...
He is my friend, and he said that...
Whatever he said,
I can tell you, he's not your friend. He probably wants you to come for dinner, if you know what I mean. He loves fresh fish. And your name is Sushi, if you keep going. Hey, you! This is my seabed. Get away! Go on! Take your shell and go!
Be brave. Be brave. Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming. Neil said the sea cave was behind the reef. Maybe over here.
Mo searched for the treasure, and even though he thought he would feel happy being free, something deep inside him was stirring. In fact, he didn't feel happy at all, even when he finally saw what he was looking for.
There it is, the treasure.
Part of him wanted to swim up to it and dive in, to grab as much as he could, get his fins on. But another part of him, a little voice within, was telling him to swim away as fast as he could. He tried to remember what his teacher had said.
I need a holy bubble.
The Creator's treasure isn't what you can find out there in the deep blue. It's in the words he's given to me and to you.
Mo decided to listen to the holy bubble. Suddenly, it was clear that he had not made a wise choice. He was just turning around when...
Mo!
Freeze that! That was way too fast. We need some slow-mo. Rewind. Forward in slow motion. Mo, injured and stunned, started sinking. And when he needed it most, the Creator sent him a holy bubble.
Don't be afraid, Mo. The Creator is always with you. He loves you, he guides you, and he will save you when you call on him.
Help me. Creator, please save me.
Mo wasn't the only one praying at that moment. His friends, back at Vacation Bubble School, were doing the most important thing to help their friend. They were praying.
Oh, please, great Creator and Promise Keeper, wherever Mo is right now, please help him. Please bring him home again.
Help him find his way.
We left Mo injured and sinking to the bottom of the ocean. But don't worry, he's not dead. He is hurt pretty bad, but the Creator was already answering Mo's prayer and had an amazing rescue plan for Mo, even though he had made a bad choice to leave his friends and to try to find a worldly treasure. The Creator had a rescue plan, all right. It involved some old friends, some unlikely friends, and even a new friend. You see, as Mo drifted down, 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 and slipped into unconsciousness, he actually didn't land on the bottom of the ocean. He fell into a tiny crack in the reef, so tiny that Neil the Eel was having trouble reaching him.
Drat! I can't see him down there, but I can smell him. Oh, yeah, something smells funny down there, and I think it's a clown. Don't worry, little clown. I'm coming to eat you. I mean, meet you.
And just as Neil was close enough to snatch up Mo, something or someone snapped his tail.
Oh, there, meaty. Where you going so fast? Get back up here. Ow! Let go of my tail. That's my dinner down there, and I earned it fair and square. Ah, ain't nothing you do that's fair or square. Shiver my pinchers. You're the sneakiest and meanest snake around. What do you think you're doing, fooling a young fish like that? Now get, before I snap your nose clean off. Fine, I'm leaving. But you can't stay there forever, and I'll be back for my dinner. Hoi, matey. You okay down there? Oh, nothing. Guess I'll need to find some help in a hurry. Glistering barnacles! This is a real sea pickle!
Meanwhile, back in the reef, every fin was worried about their friend. They had a feeling something bad had happened. The only thing on everyone's mind was finding Mo.
All right, I've got to go find Mo's mom. Eeny, meeny, and miny, you check the south side of the reef. Flip, you check the north side. Spectra, you start asking around and see if anyone knows anything. Plus, I've called in Octavia.
Octavia? Who's that?
I am Octavia, and I'm here to help.
Octavia, thank you for coming. Octavia is the ultimate multitasker. She can do, well, up to 8 things at once.
She is so cool.
I think she's creepy.
I'm going to make calls with this arm, check local maps with this arm, make lunch with this arm, draw some missing fish posters with this arm, scratch the itch on my shoulder with this arm, and I still have 3 more arms if I need.
Wait for me. Is it true? Is it really true? Is Mo lost or stolen or... I am so sad.
At least he's not excited.
Oops. Oh, my bad. I get gas when I'm sad. When I'm excited and when I'm sad and when I'm mad and also sometimes when I'm...
We're going to get out of here.
I'm sorry. I want to help too.
It's okay, Sid. You can help. We need someone to stay here in case Mo comes back. And we need someone to just keep praying.
I can do that. I'm good at praying. I just close my little eyes and close my little shell and...
Perfect. Thank you, Sid. We'll let you know as soon as we find him.
How do you know we'll find him?
Faith. I've got faith that we'll be finding Mo soon. The Creator made a promise to Mo, and the Creator always keeps his promises.
Time was precious, and it was running out. The crab knew he had to find help and find it fast. The little clownfish was hurt and stuck in the reef, and it wouldn't be long till Neil would be back looking for dinner. Finally, he saw someone who could help.
Ahoy, Manny! Down here, Manny! Yo, Krusty, what do you need? Manny, I need your help. Well, I don't need help, but there's a little clownfish back there who's in a real sea pickle, by golly. Old Neil is trying to get a meal out of the little fella. Neil, why that no good, sneaky, downright... Don't have time to flap our fins about that now. We've got to get back to the sea cave. Can you give me a lift? Oh, let's go!
By this time, Mo had started to wake up, and he knew he was in real trouble. His head hurt, his fin was torn, his tail was caught in the reef, and he was afraid. He was so hurt and afraid, he couldn't even think to pray. But the Creator knew exactly where Mo was and what he needed. Mo needed a holy bubble.
Promise from the Creator. He is always with you. He loves you. He guides you. And He will save you when you call on Him. The Creator wants you to know that He is good, and He has a good and very special plan for your life.
Mo was suddenly filled with a strange warmth and a courage. He didn't feel alone. He simply whispered,
"Save me, Creator. Save me."
Well, the Creator had promised to save Mo if he called. And as we all know, the Creator always keeps his promises. The rescue plan was well in motion with a few miracles coming up.
There she be. This here is the crevice. Hey, young whippersnapper. You down there? You alive? Blistering barnacles. I'm afeard the little fella might be a goner.
Hello? Help. Help me, please.
He's alive! Hey, it's all right, little fella. We're here for you. Look, can you swim at all?
I can't. My tail is stuck. My fin, I can't feel it. Help me.
Yeah, I can't fit down there. You're too... Look, it's not going to work. What we need is someone really small and really strong. Hold your horses. That's it. We'll send in the horses. Yeah, I'm a little worried about you, Krusty. Now you're talking crazy. Seahorses! Seahorse! Hello! Who are you? Seahorse Captain! Oh, look at these guys. They are like adorable ones, cute and stuff. Jeez, Manny. Do you have sand in your brains? Who cares what they look like? We can send in the seahorses to get the crown. Hey, fellas, you happened along at the right time. Why, it's almost like a miracle, you could say.
Sure enough, the seahorses did just happen to come along at the right time. And they just happened to be the only creatures small and strong enough to go down into the tiny crevice and lift, push, and pull Mo out.
Yeah, careful now. Here, to the left. Oh, easy, easy. Hey, right over here.
They carefully laid the injured clownfish on Manny's back.
Oh, thanks, fellas. You done good. I am in love with seahorses. Seahorses forever! Manny, you take the little skipper home and patch him up till we can find out where he belongs. I'll bet somebody out there is pretty worried about this clown.
There were a lot of folks worried about their friend, lost and alone out there in the deep blue sea. No one could sleep that night. The next morning, every fin was busy finding Mo. Eeny, Meeny, and Miney swam ways down south. And Flip, the strongest swimmer of the whole school, swam way up north. Mo! Mo! Has anyone seen Mo?
Hey! Blister and barnacles! Watch where you're going! Oh, what's all your hollering about, anyway?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm trying to find Mo. Have you seen him?
You're finding Mo of what?
No, I'm finding Mo.
Hey, Mo of what?
No, I'm looking for my friend Mo.
Oh, crispy crab cakes, why didn't you say so? What does your friend look like?
Well, he's got fins and a tail, and he's all orange. No, he's orange and he has white stripes. He's white and with orange stripes.
Stop your yapper flapping. What kind of fish is he?
He's a clownfish.
Oh, bust my barnacles, that's what I thought. Well, your friend got himself in a bit of a sea pickle.
What happened? Where was he? What is he doing? Why is he...
Hey, you're a yappy fella. I'm trying to tell you. He got himself all tangled up with Neil the Eel. And the only thing left of your orange friend would be his white bones.
He's dead?
If I hadn't been around with my trusty snappers. Old Neil didn't like the feel of these on his tail, that's for certain.
So where is he? Is he okay?
Oh, if you stop yapping for a second, I'll tell you. He's with Manny. Come over here.
The crab spent quite a while trying to explain how to find Mo. Meanwhile, Manny was doing everything he could to help the hurt little fish. He had watched over him all night. Sometime later, Mo woke up.
Where am I? How? Why can't I swim?
Oh, careful now. Kid, don't try to swim quite yet. Look, you're pretty hurt.
Are you... Did you... You saved me?
Oh, I helped you, but it wasn't me who saved you. It was the Creator who saved you.
You know about the Creator?
Of course I do. He was the one who told me I had a special job to do yesterday. Didn't know exactly what it would be. But then Krusty found me and there were these seahorses. I love seahorses. And then I brought you home.
You talk to the Creator?
Sure do. Every day. Hey, I'm a praying manta.
You must be part of the Creator's family.
Yeah, I am. I've been since I was about your age. You are special to the Creator. He did a lot to protect you, Goldie, even though you were going after the wrong kind of treasure.
My name is Mo, sir. You know about the real treasure, too? Gosh!
Manny and Mo had spent the morning talking about the Creator and treasure, and Mo even told Manny about the angelfish. But then Mo remembered something.
Manny, my friends, my mom, everyfin is probably worried about me. I've got to get home.
Yeah, you do. But you can't even swim, and do you even know where you live?
I'm part of a school in the reef.
Yeah, well, the reef is a mighty big place. You know where in the reef?
You know, the part with the coral and the water and the... I don't know how to get home. I never should have left.
Oh, hey, don't cry. Look, I'll carry you all over the entire reef myself if I have to. We'll get you back with your school.
Did you hear that?
That? That has got to be the most annoying sound I have ever heard.
I used to think so, too. But today it is the most beautiful sound I've ever heard.
Mo! Mo!
I'm over here! Flip, I'm over here!
Mo! I found you! You're alive!
Ow!
Your fin! Mo, you're hurt! Wolf thought you were a goner.
I was a goner, Flip. But the Creator saved me. He used Manny and an old crab and...
Seahorses! I love seahorses! Yes, sir, your friend here has had quite a time. But with your help, we can get him home. Back to his school and his mom and his...
And my friends. Thanks for coming to find me, Flip.
Manny and Flip helped Mo back home. Then there was quite a commotion in the ocean.
Oh, Mo, we are all so happy to have you back safely. We've been so worried.
Yes, we have. Why, all my arms have been in motion, making calls with this arm, making maps with this arm, giving directions with these arms, making posters with this arm, scratching my back with
it. Thank you, Octavia. Mm-hmm. You've been very helpful. Now, could you please notify everyone that Mo has been found and that he is all right? Thank you, Flip, for finding Mo. Thank you, everyone, for helping with this search.
Oh, I helped too. Didn't I, Miss Sweet Lips? I prayed. I just closed my little eyes and closed my little shell, and the Creator answered my prayers. I am so happy. Oops. My bad.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Sid. Thank you, everything. I'm sorry that I caused so much trouble, but I sure did learn my lesson. I know now that the best treasure of all is wisdom from above. The sweetest thing is the Creator's promises, and good friends like all of you. I know the Creator has a special plan for me, and I'm going to live for Him from now on.
Mo could hardly sleep that night. His fin still hurt, but more than that, he kept thinking of how grateful he was that the Creator had saved him. He thought about his new friends and his friends in the reef that had showed him how much they cared about him. For the first time ever, he even talked to the Creator himself.
Creator, I thank you for rescuing me, even though I believed the lie about a treasure. You are good to me. Thank you for keeping your promise to save me. What can I do for you, Creator? I want to live for you.
Suddenly, Mo had a holy bubble moment.
The Creator wants you to know that He is good, and He has a good and very special plan for your life.
I know that you are good, great Creator. If you have a special plan for my life, I want to obey and follow you. Amen.
Was eager to be with his friends and talk to his teacher, Sweet Lips Houlihan. He felt excited and had some questions.
Mo, you're swimming with a limp. What's wrong?
My fin still hurts a lot, but I'll be okay. Come on, let's go to VBS.
Whoa, wait for us.
I want you to all know how grateful I am that I have such great friends. And I am so grateful to the Creator for loving me and rescuing me. And I feel different inside. And I... I just wish there was something I could do to show how different I am.
I know what you mean, Mo. Maybe you want to be splashed.
What does that mean? Be splashed?
Humans call it being baptized, and they get dunked underwater. But since we live in the water, we do it a little different.
To show that we want to be part of the Creator's heavenly family and follow Him always, we jump into the air and then splash back down into the water, showing that we are ready to dive into living for the Creator and doing His work.
I want to be splashed. I want to dive into the work the Creator has for me. I don't know exactly what He wants me to do, but I'm ready to follow the current wherever He takes me. Can I be splashed right now?
I don't see why not. Come on, every fin, up to the surface. We are going to have a splashing.
Wait for me. Wait for me. I can't swim. I want to come too. I have a little problem with gas when I get nervous, too.
Oh, Sid.
It's okay, Sid. Hop on my back. I'll take you. Just don't get nervous or excited or scared or just hold on. Everyone swam up to the surface and Mo got splashed.
Yay! Oh, that's great!
It was a happy day at Vacation Bubble School, and Sweet Lips Houlihan even bought seafoam cones for everyone in celebration. Everything seemed back to normal. That is, until...
Help! Help! Oh, it was terrible! You should have seen it! Oh, I am so tired!
What are you talking about?
Sid, calm down! What was terrible? What are you talking about?
Oh, Spectra, it was a terrible monster with this long, sharp...
What's going on?
What did you see?
Everything, calm down. I'll go take a look.
Oh, be careful, Miss Sweetlips. It could be dangerous.
It could be Neil, the eel.
Or a shark.
Or the Loch Ness Monster. Well, it could.
The Loch Ness Monster is in Canada, silly.
No, it's not. The Loch Ness Monster is in Sweden, you guppy.
Actually, you're both incorrect. It's the Loch Ness Monster, and it's in Scotland. It's said to be...
It's okay, Everyfin. I didn't see anything out there. I'm sure there is a logical explanation for whatever it was that Sid saw.
Yeah, the Loch Ness Monster!
It's the Loch Ness Monster.
Please, don't start that again!
Let's all swim for home and stick with a fin friend. I'll go get Octavia.
Come on, Flip! We can go together!
We'll stick together, fin friends forever. Eenie!
Meenie!
Money!
Mo, what about me?
Oh, Sid?
Don't leave me all alone. Not with that horrible creature out there.
Not him.
He stinks bad!
Come on, Mo. Nothing will bother Sid. He smells too bad.
Shucks, guys. Sid just needs a fin friend, too.
Hey, Sid, are you nervous?
Yeah.
Are you scared, Sid?
Yeah.
We all know what that means. Mollusk farts!
Come on, guys. We're out of here.
Don't worry, Sid. I'll be your fin friend.
Golly, Mo. You're so nice. You're a real friend. That makes me happy.
It's okay, Sid. You don't have to... Come on, Sid. Let's get you home.
Mo was sore and tired when he finally got home. But he was happy that he helped Sid and he wasn't scared. Not the way everyone else seemed to be. For some reason, he felt excited about the next day. He even talked to the Creator about it that night.
Thank you, great Creator. It was a good day, and you are good to me. I'm glad I got splashed. I belong to your family, and I want you to know that I'm ready for whatever you want me to do. Help me be brave and good and full of love, like you, Creator.
Amen.
It was a new day at Underwaterstone. The fright the day before was forgotten as the fish swam to Vacation Bubble School for the day. Everyone was in a good mood until...
Class, I'd like you all to meet...
Don't worry, Miss Sweetlips. I'll protect you. Hey, you leave her alone. Why, I oughta...
Flip! Stop that right now. This is a new student. He arrived yesterday. He has no school, and I invited him to join us.
You invited him?
He's not one of us.
He's scary.
He's so different. Class, this is Gladius. He is a swordfish.
I know about swordfish. A swordfish, also known as broadbills in some countries, is a large, migratory, highly predator fish. You, Mr. Swordfish, can take your big nose and migrate your way right out of here.
Flip, that is no way to talk to me.
I wonder if he has a fork and spoon to go with that knife.
That was good.
He can help me with the school play. If we do Pinocchio!
Yeah, Pinocchio!
That's good.
All right, I've had just about enough of this.
And... Wait for me. Sorry I'm running late. I just...
Sid? Miss Sweetlips, I think Sid just fainted.
Yeah, at least he didn't fart.
Don't get too close, just in case.
Gladius, could you wait over here, please? I need to talk with my class for a few minutes. All of you, come with me, please.
Hi, I'm Mo.
I'm Gladius.
Hi, Gladius. Sorry about all that. I think they're just a little scared. I'm glad you're with us, Gladius.
Really? No one's ever been glad that I'm around. I've never had, a friend. How come you're not afraid? How come you're being nice to me?
Well, I've been talking to the Creator lately, and he has been...
You talk to the Great Creator?
Sure, and he talks to me. In my heart. He saved me from a pretty big mess just a couple of days ago, and he's filled my heart with so much love. I just want to share it.
Mo, there you are. What are you doing out here? I was worried that you had gotten...
I'm talking with Gladius. I'm going to show him around the reef a little, if that's okay with you, Miss Houlihan.
Thank you, Mo. I really appreciate that. Are you all right, Gladius?
Now I am. I have a friend. A real fin friend.
Mo knew the best way to show love to Gladius was just to be his friend. He was having fun showing Gladius around the reef. What Mo didn't know is that someone was waiting for him. Someone who still wanted to eat a little Mo fish. Neil was back, and Neil was hungry.
He got away from me once, but not this time. Here he comes, and it looks like he's alone. I'll just get out of sight till he swims by.
This is the edge of the reef here. You can see the old ship down there, but you have to be careful, because...
Watch out, Mo!
Ow!
Whoa, freeze that. One more time. We need some slow-mo. Rewind. Forward in slow motion.
Ow! What is that? I'm bleeding. Mama, I'm getting out of here. That little clownfish has his own bodyguard with a built-in sword. Mama!
Gladius, you cut Neil.
I didn't mean to. I was just trying to help.
You saved my life.
I did.
Come on, Gladius. I want to go tell everyone how you saved me from Neil with that beautiful nose of yours.
Well, it wasn't long before Gladius became good friends with all the fish at Underwaterstone. he joined in the fun at Vacation Bubble School and learned all about the Creator.
The Creator is good!
All the time!
And all the time,
the Creator is good!
Moe's fin never fully healed, so he always swam with a little bit of a limp. But he didn't mind, because he always had a chance to tell other fish about the real treasure from the Creator. He loved telling the good news about the Creator's great power and love. And, of course, he loved being with his friends.
Eeny!
Meeny!
Miney!
Moe!
Fin friends forever!
That was a lot of fun to put together. And it's a lot of fun to hear it with the music and the sound effects and everything else that Hannah Grossman put in to just bring everything together. So, again, thanks to Holly and Bethany and Claire McCullough. Thanks to Rick Hatcher. Thanks to Elsa Wolf and Hannah Grossman. And thanks to you for listening to me go on about things like this. Hopefully, you know, you heard those voices and you got some laughter out of it. Hopefully, this is inspiring you to do something you want to do that's creative, to be imaginative, to reach out and touch someone. Yes, AT&T would like you to use your phone. I think I'm going to stop for today, but it's always fun to do this, and it's always fun to know that there are people out there listening to me do this. So, hey, good on you. Go out there, own your stage, and we'll see you sometime soon.